this was a bit spontaneous, but I hope that the words of the song bless your soul tonight, okay? We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love.
Will your anchor hold in the storms of life? When the clouds unfold their wings of strife, when the strong tides lift and the cables strain, will your anchor drift or firm remain? We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock that cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love.
It is safely moored till the storm withstand, for 'tis well secured by the Savior's hand. And the cables pass from his heart to mine, can defy the blast through strength divine.
Oh, we have an anchor that keeps our soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. When our eyes behold through the gathering night the city of gold, our harbor bright, we shall anchor fast by the heavenly shores, with the storms all past forevermore. We have an anchor that keeps us soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love.
Amen. Appreciate it. Let's all stand and sing. Amen. The anchor that holds. Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's this is in key of G. Let's go to Creek. May a clean heart.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Y'all keep in mind that we're trying to get special singing on Wednesday and Sunday. So, and we'd appreciate anybody who wants to step up. We'd certainly support you. Amen. Creating me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Creating me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, oh Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
salvation and renew a right spirit within me.
Let's praise Him.
Create in me a clean heart, oh, and renew a right spirit within me. Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I love you, adore you, I bow down before you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Holy Spirit, you're a comfort to me. Holy Spirit, you're a comfort to me. Dwelling inside me, Holy Spirit, you're a comfort to me.
Amen. Is it a comfort to you this evening? Glory. Man, we're going to change over the service. Be mindful this season, all the troubles out there in families, and things that are going on, all the pressure and stress of the world, and jobs and money and issues. You know, I came through a situation that's probably in my early teens with broken families and things, but it built character in me, what I had to go through. And, you know, one time I had to carry the burden of the whole family of five, including my father, for a year and a half. But it's just a tough time for families, especially those who don't know the Lord and those who come away from the Lord. And I ask you, Ben, special prayer for Ashley and Kevin. They need a touch from the Lord. Amen.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, oh, shining in the light of your glory. Oh, as we sing, holy, holy, holy. So high and lifted up, oh, shining in the light of your glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy.
Think about it tonight.
Holy, holy, holy.
See you. Amen. God bless you. Good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
I miss this, having to say, turn around and shake hands with somebody and say, God bless you. But don't do that. Just look at each other and say, God bless you. Man, we'll get out of this. We'll get out of this. Listen, this makes us want to go home.
Right.
We have too much ease in Zion. We were happy down here. Now we ain't being so much happy anymore with what's going on in the world. So, but you know what? If you love the world and the things of the world, the love of God's not in you. So, all right. So let me start with the announcements real quick. They're on the church website, but I'll announce it, and then you are given your calendars if you want to write them down. Again, here is the official, what's going on. On the 29th, which is this coming Sunday, we will have, Brother Dale will be preaching, and we'll also have a baptismal service. Two?
God willing.
God willing. All right. Have a baptismal service right after the church service is over down at Brother Terrence's house, and we will baptize. We'll go to a killing. Go to a funeral. You've been to one, haven't you, Brother Zach? You've been to a funeral. You've been to a funeral. Pretty good, isn't it? I like them kind. Amen? All right, so now Tuesday, December the 1st, which is this coming Tuesday, I will be speaking. Pray for me, because I have a council meeting that night, and I'm supposed to cook turkey, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I guess I'll throw it at them and run out the door and come up here. So that's okay, though. Don't mind. Can't be in two places at once, but you can be there pretty quickly. So we'll try to do that. Also, December the 6th, Brother Dale and I will be in Kentucky at Brother Richard Hyatt's. We will be leaving on that Wednesday, December the 2nd, to go to Illinois to hunt for about 4 days and then be with Brother Richard Hyatt. Brother Luis will be speaking that Sunday, December the 6th. Sunday, December the 6th. So he shook his head, so he knows. December 13th, we've already talked about the Christmas dinner. Brother Dale will be speaking then. Then there will be no service on December the 30th. December 31st, Brother William Borlevon will be doing our Watch Night service. So he's been here many times before and did our Watch Night service, I think, before Brother Chris did it for 3 times in a row. So he's real happy to come down here. He was sitting on a deer stand when I sent him, when I called him, and he sent me a text. He said, I'm on a deer stand. I went, so? I need to talk to you, son. So anyway, I let him get done. He did kill a 9-point buck that last night. So, and then he called me back, huffing and puffing, trying to get the thing out of the woods. So he's really happy to come. So that's Sister Monica's brother. So God bless him. And we've got all that set up then. And if you need some more information on that, it'll be on the church website. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone, which will be this coming Thursday. And please be safe. It's like Brother Boyd said, I've been talking to one head of a family there in Gillsville today, and he said this thing just tore his family apart because some of the daughters don't want to come, some of the sons don't want to come, and the ones that are coming are mad at the ones that are not coming. And so anyway, turmoil everywhere. So, but we're going to make it.
Amen.
We're going to make it.
Amen.
We've got a promise to make it. Now, they may not have a promise to make it. We got a promise to make it.
Amen.
All right? Amen?
Amen.
So that's where I rest in. I rest in that. I don't rest in a vaccine. We took the vaccine when we were always, when we sing that high and lifted up. You know what that is? That's when Christ went to Calvary. He said, if I don't, he said, if I be lifted up, He was lifted up by a Roman tree, but he was lifted for me and you.
Amen.
And you and I don't have to, we don't have to die. We don't have to take any of this anymore. He's took it every bit. The only thing we got to do is believe that he's already done it.
Amen.
Amen. And that's why that we, in this series of two spirits, I've been thinking the week, we see that we, when we've been doing the contrast back in Genesis and the different places, it looks like evil against good. And it always is evil against good. But when you get down to the end time, it's evil against good, and you don't know the difference unless you got the Holy Ghost. And even with the Holy Ghost, you can be deceived.
Right.
But you can't be lost.
Right.
Can't be lost.
Right.
You're not going to lose. That's why we're going to speak tonight on 10 virgins. And we'll get to the end of that, and because there's where your two spirits are. Because even though they are virgins, the five foolish virgins did not have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So they had another spirit besides the Holy Spirit.
Right.
But they had just enough of God till their testimony helped them get all the way to the white throne judgment and be given eternal life.
Right.
I don't want to stake my chances on that, folks.
Right.
No. I want to be one of the wise virgins.
Yeah.
Amen. So if you got your Bibles, let's turn to 1 John 4 and continue with this. Just keep us in your prayer, like I said again. Have a safe Thanksgiving. We will be back here Sunday. Lord willing, Brother Dale will be speaking. Then we'll have a baptismal service afterwards. So also, like as Brother Boyd said, Brother Dale and I were talking coming back from Illinois the other day, and he wants to get back into the special singing because, you know, if we do the order of what the church order says, where Brother Branham says a couple of congregational songs, a couple of outstanding specials, take up an offering and bring a preacher out instead of this long 15 song thing, you know, we're going to go by what Brother Branham says, a couple of specials. Couple of songs, couple of worship songs, which was good tonight, couple of worship songs right. To get in the worship atmosphere, and then bring the minister out because that's right. What's amen. Important. Amen. So that's what we're going to try to do. Also, if you don't have this sheet, I don't know if Brother Joe's got it, but he can get it for you of the list of the people. And make sure your song leaders get them before they get here.
Right.
We want them to either call them or let them practice. Don't just rush up and say, Zach, you're singing tonight. No, we want you to be able to practice because we want you to do your best.
Right, amen.
And like Terrence said, if you need to practice in the shower, that's fine. You can practice in the shower. Just don't expect any musicians to be around.
Right.
Except the water running out of the shower. So two spirits, we're going to speak on 10 virgins tonight. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day that you've given us. Lord, that we can still stand here in freedom. That we'll always be free in Christ, but Lord, there's another spirit working in the end time that's trying to suppress us and keep us from worshiping together and keep us from fellowshipping together. And Lord, we're sheep, we're herd animals, we need to be together, we need to have each other to lean on, we have to have each other to talk on. We're not loners. Lord, we are herd animals, we're sheep of your pasture, Lord. And we pray that you would just bind all the enemies that's trying to come not so much into the church, but into our bodies now. As many times we're talking about our spiritual needs. Well, right now I think we're in a transition between physical need and spiritual need, Father. But we always need you spiritually. But now, Lord, we need you in the physical realm to help us, Lord, get through this. You said that we have won, but you said that we would have to overcome in order to win. So, Father, there's something that we have to overcome, Lord, and it's these two spirits that we need to discern.
Yes, Lord.
What's right and what's wrong. Father, forgive us of our sins. Be with the ones, Lord, that are fighting this disease. Brother Ray Montgomery, now his wife, Sister Rita, Lord. We also pray for the Johnny Silky family. We forgot to announce, but we will now, Lord. You know, he went on to be with you, Lord, a couple of nights ago. And we pray for the family that you'll give them, Lord, just compassion and peace that no one else can give them, Lord. And bless Brother Claude, is now he's lost a church member there, Lord, a song leader. We pray that you just fill that void, Father, with someone that's full of the Holy Ghost and can help the people. Father, give us today our daily bread. You be the one that speaks, Lord, and let us all be the ones that listens to what you say. We ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Yeah, pray for Brother Claude. You know, he lost his song leader, and Brother Johnny was a real solid brother in the church, and he just couldn't overcome. It wasn't all COVID related. He had many different issues, but they all bounced off each other for a few days, and then all of a sudden he started bleeding internally and he passed away a couple of days ago. So, real good brother. Enjoyed him, didn't we, Dad? He's a real good brother. So 1 John 4, verse 1, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. You know, you do that every day. That's not just coming in on Sunday and on Wednesday. If you fight the devil only right here, you're in trouble. You ought to fight him more out there and shed him when you walk in here. Amen? So, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. And see, that's what we're going to talk about on the 10 virgins, how those false prophets deceive. There is no false prophet can do you any good. Except show you the false. But you've got to be able to see that. Because there's a lot of people think that they're true and they're false. Amen? That's where the deception is. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come. And even now already is it in the world. That's been 2,000 years ago. Think about that was an infant form there. Think about now at the headship time where Satan comes to his head and Christ comes to his headship, how much more deceiving it is. You're of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. They are of the world. Therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. You may be seated, Lord. Add his blessing to the reading of the word. Just remember those announcements, and like I said, just go back to the first of the tape. If you want them again, just go back to the first of the tape, and you'll hear the announcement all over again. So to have no confusion. This is the age of instant information. And if you need it again, all you got to do is pull it back up. Hit refresh. So now let's go to Matthew 25, verse 1 says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 of them were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Amen. We know what the type of the oil in the Bible is, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Right. So that means one has it and one didn't. Right. All right. Now remember, as we go through this, we're going to background just a minute, but keep this in your mind. There is no in-between Christian. Right. Either you're lost or you're saved. You're either sealed in or you're sealed out.
Exactly.
And you, by your character, will be able to know that. By Jesus said, by your fruits you shall be known. Right? So by your fruits, the world is going to see manifesting time like never before. The cream's gonna rise to the top. The world always talks about having all their, their star athletes, they put the fastest guy on the fourth leg of the relay. Why? That means if you're a little bit behind, you got your best guy to finish the race. Well, you know what? God's got his best guy, the bride of Jesus Christ, to finish this race. It may seem like somebody got behind, but I think when the prophet went off the scene, he passed the baton to me and you. He didn't pass the baton to one person. He passed it to a many-membered bride to take us out of here and get us in a rapture. All right? So now let's read what the one we've always read, Exposition of the Church Ages, just the background, just for a minute. Now remember this, Christ in the true church is a continuation of the book of Acts. So that's what we're looking at now. But the book of Revelation, so how that Antichrist spirit would come. Now look, not so much in the book of Acts. When you see the book of Acts, you see the book of the Acts of the Apostles and what's going on. Silver and gold have I none. They walked through the shadow of Peter and got healed. They had all things common. They had all these different things. But now the book of Revelation's is a prophetic book.
Right.
A book of Revelations is where it splits to two, because as Brother Branham tells us, I was listening to Brother Branham the other day, and the Lord just showed, you know, everything started in Genesis. So you see the two spirits right there.
Yeah.
Right. Christ and Lucifer, Cain and Abel, ever how you want to say it. And then it kind of, as we were talking last time, remember the sons of God married the daughters of men, and you really couldn't tell who was who.
Right.
Even in the spiritual world. Because if you were to look at Balaam and all these different ones that were anti-word, you'd think, hey, Balaam did not do anything at the point that God, remember he done the seven rams. He done all the sacrificing. Balak wanted him to go out there and curse Israel, and Balaam says, I can't. Well, man, we'd think, oh man, that's a Holy Ghost filled preacher, buddy. He told that guy what? No, he was just buying his time, because the devil was working the whole time. He was working all the way down through, until Balaam finally figured out by that other spirit that he could not override God's will, but he could go around just like what did Satan do? He did the same thing. He couldn't directly go and say, now Eve, you know God's not real. No, he said, I know God's real, but you'll not surely die. Balaam just goes over there and says, hey, let's just get them all to marry again. So here you go back into intermingling again. Now, what have you done down through, we'll talk about in just a few minutes, with the 10 virgins. You see that when Jesus came on earth, there was Jesus and Judas. Now, remember, let's get one thing for sure. Judas was not the beginning of evil.
Right.
The beginning of evil was Lucifer. We know that.
Right.
But it hid itself all the way down. But just for a moment, it popped his head up with Judas. Because remember, Judas wasn't an adversary of Jesus until right at the very end. Jesus called him friend.
Right.
Jesus said, I know what you're going to do, but I'm still going to choose you. The Bible says he knew from the beginning.
Right.
When he chose him.
Right.
So here you go putting it back together again. But then you see Paul comes out and Paul says, grievous wolves will come among you. And then here in 1 John, and John sees the Antichrist and he sees that it splits a little bit, but in the end time it goes right back together. So we have to go to the book of Revelations is what Brother Bram's saying. We got to go to the book of Revelations to show how that the Antichrist spirit would come into the church.
Right.
How it would come in, defile it, making it lukewarm, formal, and powerless. It exposes Satan, revealing his work, the attempted destruction of God's people, and the discrediting of God's word. Now, not doing away with God's word, just discrediting it.
Exactly right.
All right? Right down to the time he is cast into the lake of fire, he fights that. He cannot stand it. He knows that if the people... See, no, he knows. He's sitting here today listening to every sermon that's being preached all over the... Well, of course, on Tuesday night, there's not many. But every time a sermon's being preached, the devil's right there.
Right.
He's listening to see what's going on so he can counteract, because I don't think he has prophetic insight. I don't think he knows what's going to happen tomorrow.
No.
If he does, he don't believe it.
Because
if he did, he'd just lay down and die. I'd just give up. Because, you know, the Bible says he loses and we win. But there was so much iniquity found in him. Just like in the world now, when everybody thinks they're right. I mean, it's come down to, my goodness, look at the new cabinet that we got coming in with the new administration. I mean, come on, people. This world is in trouble. A transgender, a couple of homosexuals. Okay. Leading our government. Leading our government. Now, I'm not saying anything between the two parties. I'm just telling you, it's all corrupt. There is not one thing good except the goodness of God.
Right.
That's going to show us that a government's not going to save you.
Right.
The kingdom of God is going to save you.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
He knows that if the people get the true revelation of the true church and what she is and what she stands for, and that she can do the greater works, she will be an invincible army. If they get a true revelation of the two spirits within the framework, as I said before, the 2x4s, of the Christian church, not this building, but this building.
Yeah.
And by God's spirit, discern, and withstand. So there's got to be somebody that's going to discern and withstand it.
Right.
And they're not going to be popular. They're going to be hated.
Right.
Brother Brown said that hated group. I'll bring that quote in another sermon. That he said that hated group. They'll hate you. Who? Not the denominations. Message folks are going to hate you. Because you've got a true revelation of the two spirits within the framework of this message church.
Right.
Not so much this one, but I'm everywhere. There is two spirits working in every church. I don't care where it's at. Amen. And remember, God's not trying to get, he's trying to get back in the denominations, but Brother Bram said they've already put them out. Now, we were listening to a tape coming home the other day, and you think we get a little, buddy, heads were rolling, and he was preaching to Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal,
right,
talking about what kind of demons they had in them with wearing the shorts and the hair and the dress. Boy, Brother Branham let them have it. That's why he wasn't very popular, but you know what? It was the Bible. But if they get a true revelation of the two spirits within the framework of the Christian church, and by God's Spirit discern and withstand the Antichrist spirit, Satan will be powerless before her. Number two, an exposition of the seven church ages. This is quote number two. Did you get it now? There are those twins again. There are those two trees again growing side by side in the same earth, partaking of the same message. Hello, somebody.
Right.
That's, don't you get, you get nourished, yeah, by apples and oranges and green beans, and but your soul gets nourished by the Word of God.
Amen.
And not by the false word. You can't get nourishment from a false word.
Amen.
If you're a true believer.
Right.
Drinking in the same rain and benefiting by the same sun.
Right.
But they come from different seeds. One tree is for the Word of God, exactly as God gives it, and loves it and obeys it. The other tree is from the seed that is anti the Word of God, and changes it where it wants to. It substitutes its own creeds and dogmas for the living true Word, exactly as did Cain, who ended up killing Abel. But fear not, little flock. Stay with the Word. Keep that Word between you and the devil. Eve did not do that, and she failed. And when the church lets down on the Word, she goes into the depths of the darkness of Satan. Wow, that's a powerful quote, because you know what? That's what happened when you go to your 10 virgins. Sure, they're virgins, but they weren't filled with the Holy Ghost. They were filled with anti-word.
Right.
Now, somewhere in there, in their spirit realm, in that sanctification part, that's going to carry them, but they're going to have to die in the tribulation, and they're going to have to come before the white throne and give an account of what they did. Listen, if you're born again tonight, you'll never have to give an account of what you did.
Glory.
Amen. You never will have to give an account of what you did. Because you know what? The real you didn't do it.
Right.
There's the wise virgins that fills their oil with something besides creeds and dogmas.
Right.
And I'm talking about in the message.
Right.
I'm not talking about out there.
Right.
If that fools you, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You need to get the Holy Ghost. I mean, listen, we're so far up the road now until, goodness gracious. Let's look at the law of reproduction. Because remember, the law of reproduction caused this deception. Because God said, let every seed bring forth of its kind. And Satan was standing there and he said, okay, I know what Adam's got and I know what Eve's got. And I'm going to work on Eve because she's the weaker one of the two. And I'm going to deceive her, because deception is the cause to accept as true or valid what is false or invalid.
Right.
She accepted truth as if, she accepted, sorry, false as if it were truth.
Right.
She accepted that. The church, the first church. Eve was the first church.
Right.
And that's what she accepted. And she accepted it as truth. Let's look at Matthew 6, verse 22. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness?
Right. Yeah.
Let's read number three. What does it take to help make a Christian life? Eve actually thought she was right. Listen, Eve didn't go into this thinking that she was some, that it was some dirty act. She was trying to fulfill the word of God by her interpretation along with the devil. Isn't that what happening now? They're interpreting the word to fit what they think is the word of God. Now listen, these people are not going to church to think of evil. They're not going to church to think they're anti. No, that's the deception. The prophet of God said in the end time, they'll be actually making love with Satan, thinking they're making love or knowing God. That's the deception. How deceiving. But if that light in you be darkness, how great is that darkness? How can you tell them that it's dark? How can you tell them and look at the Methodists and look at the Baptists and look at the people in the message with all these weird doctrines? How can you look at them and say, you're false? If they think that's light, you got to fight.
Exactly.
Maybe sometimes physical. Get their righteous indignation up. But you know one thing's for sure. If you do that, that's another spirit.
Right.
Amen? Eve actually thought she was right. So this whole pretense of these two spirits, there is that, look, that, there's only one guy that knows he's anti-word. And that's Satan.
Right.
He knows he's against the word. He hates the word. He hates the people of the word. But he wants the people to be deceived into believing that what they're hearing is from God. Have you people get that? That's what he's doing. It's so close. Not so evil. I know I did evil. But if I'm standing here today with the wrong spirit and a wrong doctrine, I'm just as evil. I'm more evil.
Right.
Than if I was drinking a beer and smoking a cigarette. I might have a chance.
Right.
But you won't have a chance. Listen, you say, oh, those were virgins. Yes, but listen, they were false. They were part of the Antichrist system. There's only Christ and Antichrist. There is no in-between. There is no gray area that we can get so much and then not get enough but still make it. You're either sealed in or you're sealed out. She was getting some new light. Now listen, Satan's transformed into a messenger of light. We know that. But his light is darkness, folks. Remember, his is a painted fire. He's one of those illusions to make you think that it's the light of God.
Right.
See how deceiving it is? She was getting some new light that Satan was giving her. He's still giving her new light.
Right.
Folks, that was 6,000 years ago that Eve got new light from Satan. 6,000 years ago. Don't you think he's more deceptive now than he was 6,000 years ago? It's not a baby form anymore. It's a full-grown man. That Antichrist is going to be a full-grown head of the world. He is actually probably right now being groomed and fixed. I know it's that close. That he's being groomed and fixed by Satan himself, but through a system. But the Methodist said it's not us because we got God. And the Baptist says, no, it's not us because we got God. And the Pentecost says, no, it's we got God. And then half the message people that are half message people, I don't know which half, but they think, oh, we're of God. We go to church. We believe God sent a prophet. And that's okay. But let this thing go on. I told you when we started, I'm not preaching to people. You preach to spirits.
Right.
Because a spirit even can get on you and me, a wrong spirit, and have to be prayed away or prayed off or get rid of. As I was carrying that one around against this brother. All you got to do, man, just call him and apologize. You know what? That's why the Bible says resist the devil and he'll flee from you. You know what you're resisting? You're not resisting the devil and, you know, No, you're doing what God said. By doing that, that resists the devil because he hates the right part of the word. He hates for you to do the word. That's why he so deceived the people. Had a situation just a few days ago. I mean, how are you going to tell? We hunt with a group of people that I know they're not going to listen to this, so it doesn't matter. I can call their name. But they're religious. They pray. Pop knows. They pray. They talk about God. Sometimes use his name a little bit different. But they drink, smoke, curse, live with their women and don't marry them. You understand what I'm saying? But yet they go to church. Now you see that, but I'm not judging those people. I see that that spirit, I was telling June coming to church, how can he be a Christian? How can they? Brother John, is that your keys laying on the floor there? I just discerned that. They were laying right beside you. So anyway, you may need them to get out of here. And you'll blame the kids for having them and, okay. But how can you be in the same mold as that and say you've got the Holy Ghost? And they talk about the Holy Spirit. Oh, the Holy Spirit told me to do this. God told me to do this. And yet they're sitting there drinking their Busch Light, smoking their cigarettes, cursing, using God's name in vain. But they're Christians. Now see, to me, that doesn't fool me. Right. But look how fool they are. Yeah. You want to look at them and say, dude, if you got the Holy Ghost and I got the Holy Ghost and my Holy Ghost says not to do that. My Holy Ghost actually forbids me to do that. And I enjoy it because I don't have that spirit you got anymore. You know what? That's going to make them mad. Because they think they have light. They've been told it's okay. You know what the first thing they'll say to you? Nobody's perfect. We all got problems. Talking to a guy the other day in Gillsville. And he had been, God had healed him of cancer a long time ago. But his whole thought was, I fall, I slip up, I say God's name in vain every once in a while. He was making excuses. And like I said, I'm not talking about my people. I'm not talking about the people that we talk about or that we hunt with. I'm talking about the spirit that's motivating that.
Right.
And they're saying it's the Holy Spirit, the same spirit I got. And sometimes it rises up inside me, and I don't know whether it's the Holy Spirit or mine. Yeah, Sister Anna, my eyes got about that big too. But, you don't know when that thing rises up and you let them have it, in other words. You know, Brother Brown did that one time. Remember he sat down and that guy got up and was just letting him have it, and he said that guy beside him was going to get up and say something, and he said no. He said, I warned him myself.
Right.
Well, see, sometime every once in a while, you take about all you can take. And then you look them straight in the eye and say, brother, I'm your brother. I love you with the love of the Lord. But you ain't got the same spirit I got. Either you're wrong and I'm right, or I'm right and you're wrong.
Yep.
But we both can't be right. Now listen, that's a deception of the world. Now let's bring that spirit in, though, and set it in this church. And say, I wear my dresses long. I have my hair long. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't curse. I come to church every Sunday. I come to church every Wednesday. I must be all right. But then let something happen. Let somebody say something to you. Let something happen. Let something help you bear your fruit. Actually help you show your fruit. And then you wonder what's going on. Well, see, that's where the two spirits have come back together now. I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about Brother Donnie. I am not worried about Brett and those people up there in Illinois deceiving me.
Right.
They're deceived.
Right.
We don't have the same spirit. There is no way.
Right.
We know that.
Right.
But how do you talk to somebody that thinks they're light and it's dark?
Right.
Their souls are black as sack.
Right.
And if they don't change their ways, they're going to hell or they're going to have to be judged for what they've done.
Exactly right.
But now, see, the five foolish virgins, though, are a step above that. See, there's a group of people that in the Gospels that come up to Jesus at the end and says, have I not cast out devils? Have I not preached your gospel? They're so bold, Jesus is giving them judgment and they're going, have I not done these things in your name? You know what he's going to say? Depart from me, I never had a personal relationship with you.
Right.
And you never let me in
right.
that inner man.
Right.
You never let me inside of the inside. You let me on the inside, yeah. You might have cleaned my spirit up like you did with the 10 virgins or the 5 foolish. He cleaned their spirit realm up.
Yeah.
But something stopped them, that other spirit or that other seed we want to talk about, which seed is a word. They took a false word and said it was true. And that put them in another group. What about that? Like I said before, I don't look at people. I look at that spirit that is speaking through those people. That is telling those people, you're okay. Yeah, you make mistakes. What? A couple of beers are not going to bother you. And then you start adding these couples up, and it's like I asked that guy one time when I got saved. He held up a beer and said, well, praise the Lord, I'm glad you got saved. And I said, John Stump was his name. He was a banker in Gainesville. I said, John, what did you get saved from? I said, saved means to and we were out in a boat. And I said, if I kicked you out of this boat into the water, you didn't think I'd kick it high at 60 years old, did you? It hurts, but I did it. Twice. Gene will have to drag me out of bed in the morning. I said, John, I said, being saved is you were in a position when I kicked you out of the boat, you needed saving. Now that was a different position than what you was before. I said, when I reached in that water and grabbed you out of that water and set you in the boat, I saved you. Now, what you just told me you did is you fell back in the water. See, they didn't get saved to start with. They had an emotion. They had a feeling. They had something going on. Thank God for a prophet. But listen, we take this and we look and we see that the prophet brought us further than that. Because remember, folks, before the prophet came and before the seals were open, God allowed water baptism in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost. By permissive will, he allowed all these denominations to come up. We'll look at it in just a second. He allowed that to happen. But remember, God told him way back a long time, he said, I'll not always strive with man. I'm going to allow this. In other words, what he did back there in Genesis, when the sons of God married the daughters of men, then the Bible said, repented that he had made man, knowing what they would do anyway. So he said, I'm going to destroy them all. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Glory.
Amen? Have you and I found grace in the eyes of the Lord? Brother Brown told in a quote, I didn't bring it. He said, those foolish virgins is like those people that were standing all those years and listened to Noah preach, it's going to rain, it's going to rain, it's going to rain, it's going to rain. And then God shut the door. He said, those foolish virgins were the ones that were hanging on to the boat when the water was coming up. They were that, and the illustration was, they were this far from being saved. The thickness of the wall of the ark was from condemnation to salvation. If they would have just listened to the messenger of their day. Listen, they didn't have to do the hair and the dress and don't go to this and don't do this. They just had to believe what Noah said. But you know what? If they would have all believed that, God would have had to build a bigger boat. Or many other boats. But he knew how many was going to accept it. He knew how many was going to reject it. And he built the boat for 8 people and a bunch of animals. That's what he's done now. He knows how many is going to make it. He knows who the wise virgin is. He knows who the foolish virgin is. But listen, there's a place for the foolish virgin. I don't want to be in that place. Don't ever think that you're sitting here today and saying, well, if I don't understand what Brother Wade and Brother Dale and all the different ministers are saying, I'll just be a foolish virgin. No, you won't. No. No. A foolish virgin was deceived by the word they heard. The seed that was planted by some preacher, somebody. You didn't hear that from here. Amen? You didn't hear that from here. All right, Romans 9, let's go. Is that my phone ringing? Barking? I thought I cut it off. Anyway, they'll call back later. Romans 9, verse 10, watch. Remember we were talking about this word called election. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even my father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand. Now remember, for those of you that weren't here, we know what election is. We just went through an election. People voted. People voted. This many voted for this side, this many voted for this side. Whoever got the most votes win. Won. We had a little election at the, and yes, I do vote. I'm an American. Sorry. I vote. So you know what? I vote because I can say what I need to say about it. Okay? If you didn't vote, then shut up. Alright? So anyway, so we had this little special election. And it was his name's Sweet Boy Huell, but his name's Wayne Huell, but his wife ran for some probate judge. She won by one vote. They recounted, she won by one vote. It was the first time me and June had voted. And we voted in that election. And two of us voted for Helen, his wife. So I told, when that came out, I told Wayne, I said, me and Jim voted, first time we voted in 20 years. That's the first thing we vote. We voted for Helen to be a probate judge. And I said, if we hadn't have voted, your wife would have lost. So God voted for you. The devil voted against you. Somebody's got to untie the vote. Because you're a free moral agent. And your vote will give you 2-1 one way or the other. All right? According to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved and Esau have I hated. Romans 8 verse 30, we need to continue this thought because remember, it's not just that he stamped Esau dead. We proved that back even with Cain. Cain was not, sure he was of that wicked one. Sure, Cain came from the serpent, but his soul came from God.
Amen.
And his soul had a choice to choose the election. But God knew before the foundation of the world that it would be God 1, Satan 2 in Cain's purpose. Amen? That's, to me, that's just very simple. But he did it by what? Foreknowledge. He foreknew everything that was going to go on. So he predetermined or predestinated every bit of this. Because remember, Brother Bram said he don't predestinate by his desires. You know, if he predestinated by his desires, there wouldn't be a hell. There wouldn't be a devil. There wouldn't be nobody lost. There wouldn't be nobody sick. But because he had attributes, those had to be displayed, being God, infinite, they had to be displayed. And in order to be displayed, he had to allow Satan to do what he did. He had to allow you to choose which one. You got the same choice. Listen, I spoke to many, many people and people around the message, oh, you don't have a choice. You just was born with this seed in you, you know, and it just, you just come to life one day. What the world? What's going on? That ain't even sensible. They'll tell you in the denominational world that you were lost. And you needed salvation. You needed somewhere to listen to somebody tell you about God. And then God would come into your soul. Listen, folks, it's just like a man and a woman getting together to have a baby. There's millions of little potential life. Every sperm is potential life. But it's got to find that one egg.
Right.
And when it finds that one egg, one sperm, one egg, they all potentially are life. Every one of them. But by election, God knew which one would pick this one. He, remember, Brother Brown said he bred this one to this one, like Bob was talking about the other night, this one to get you here. Because that was a character. He held that character back before the foundation of the world. He held that character. And that character that you have today, if you're born again, is not like God. It is God. And it's got to be of that one seed. Not seeds as of many. One seed, which is Christ. Always listen to Brother Branham. He's talking a little bit about marriage and divorce. He had to bring that out. Marriage and divorce. He said, there's David. 500 wives. But they only had one husband. Solomon had 1,000 individual wives and hundreds of concubines. I do not know how he got any work done. But he had them. But they only had one husband. Same way with you and I. We're a many-membered body, but we're only born again by one quickened word. Listen, Paul said the letter killeth. There's all that dead stuff around us.
Right.
Whatever brought you here today, whatever gave you the baptism of the Holy Ghost, is that quickening word that God put in this Bible before the foundation of the world. Right. Knowing you would need it by foreknowledge, He predetermined this Bible would be written exactly the way it's written.
Right.
And that you and I would respond to that very scripture. I didn't respond to every one of them. I can preach on Genesis 1:26 and some of you. When somebody preaches on Genesis 1:26, I go, give me some more. But see, if somebody preaches on Matthew 24:24, somebody else may go. And somebody else may go, really? I mean, that's why we're individuals. That's why there were 66 books. That's why there's thousands of scripture. Because you correspond the seed that brought you to life was put right here. Before the foundation of the world, you cannot. If you accepted it here, you can't miss it. Because He saw you accept it there. Amen? He was looking down through time. He also, I'm not getting to where I'm going to need to go. He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate. Now watch, this is a string of events that cannot be broken.
Amen.
Brother Luis, the string of events that cannot, this scripture cannot be broke and brought in something. No, it's got to be, look, moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He called. Why did He call? Because He saw you would respond.
Right.
Right.
And whom He called, them He justified. Now be careful with that. We'll talk about that. I may get into that a little bit later on down the road. But be careful with that because remember, you can be justified and not be sanctified.
Right.
You can be justified and not have the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Now here's the part that we thank God that He sent us a prophet to give us insight because see, the Baptists take that as eternal security.
Yeah.
I'm justified. I'm justified, so I'm already glorified. Doesn't matter what I do. I can drink, smoke, cuss, live with somebody else. And I'm just saying those words because you know what? It may be something else that you have a problem with. I just say drink, smoke, curse, and those things because a lot of us can relate to that. Okay? Now that, them He also justified. There's a lot of people because the Bible says believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Doesn't say you got to listen to the message or 20 sermons. It says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. There's many people have raised their hands up and said, God, forgive me of my sins. And He just justified them. But if you've not been taught any better, guess what? That other spirit comes in. Remember, there's two. The true spirit tells you, yes, I will justify you. I wrote it in the Word. And then Satan comes in and says, okay, so you're fine then. I mean, I've been to many funerals, and I'm not degrading anybody. I'm just telling you, this is the way that they've been taught. The Baptists, we You go to funerals and the guys hadn't been to church in 50 years. But he gave his heart to the Lord when he was 9. But he ain't darkened the door and probably lived a hound dog life. But the Baptists look back and say he was justified back here. And that's okay if you believe that. Because if you truly believe you've been justified, you'll continue to read that scripture. Those who he's justified, he's sanctified. Listen, folks. Even in this message, it's a tough thing to preach the three stages of grace.
Right.
They just think, not even believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe God sent a prophet. Yep. Come on in, don't cut your hair, don't, and you're fine. No. Because many people are like the foolish virgin, that they got all cleaned up and they said, well, I must have the Holy Ghost. Because I don't do that anymore. No. 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 Sanctification is a work of the Holy Ghost. Sanctification cleans you out. But that place is still empty.
Right.
The book of Luke tells us that unclean spirit goes out, drinking, smoking, cussing, running around, doing all those things, and then you go, I must have the Holy Ghost because this is not, don't bother me anymore. See, that's where that second spirit comes in.
Right.
Now, listen, the first spirit, we're talking about God's Holy Spirit, cleans you out, see? It's a work.
Right.
Those who is justified, he is also sanctified. That's done by God Almighty. Satan can't cast out Satan. So there is a Holy Spirit that cleans you up and sets you aside for service. But now if that other spirit walks in and goes, just stay right there. You're fine. Don't you feel good? Don't you feel like worshiping? Don't you feel like going to church every Sunday? Don't you feel like, when you listen to the message of the hour, don't it just give you chills up your spine? That's that second spirit. Because that spirit right here says it's a string of events, not stopping at any of them. He called. And whom he called, he justified. Whom he justified, we know he says already glorified, but there's got to be sanctification in there. We know that.
Right.
Them he also glorified. There's only one group of people going to make that right there.
Right.
Because the foolish virgins stop after the sanctified part. And most of the people in the message, look at them now. You can't tell me that person lives clean for 30 years. Preaches the message with it all of his heart, just like I'm trying to tonight. And walks away. Now folks, I'm not talking about a person. But if that spirit takes him away from what I see as light, and I have the Holy Ghost, that person can't have it.
Right.
He may be sanctified, but you know how many years he lived sanctified? 30 or 40 years.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden that unclean spirit says, he missed the date over here, and he missed this over here, and he missed it. That's not God's spirit.
Right.
Now listen, here's the difference, folks, because that same spirit can say that to you. Doesn't matter about having doubt. Because sometimes they may be able to literally prove that Brother Brown wasn't out there on a certain date.
Yeah.
I really don't care.
Right.
I don't care. Cloud, that's a sign. Believers don't follow signs. That sign follows the believer. So that sign of that cloud follows me around, knowing that God met Brother Branham under that cloud, in that cloud, and then he opened a way. He did. Brother Branham didn't open the way. Christ opened the way through William Branham to open the book. To show it to me, John, And then I had to eat the book.
Right.
The problem is people don't eat.
Right.
Or you know what? Satan slips in and gives them another book.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what do you mean? I don't think he was writing this. And that, Lord, they're tearing him apart. How can the Holy Ghost tear that apart?
Right.
When we're living by it. Listen, this light in us is not darkness.
Glory.
You got to believe that. But you got to prove it by the Word of God.
Glory.
You know why this thing's gone 50 or 60 years? This is exactly why.
Exactly. Amen.
You look back then with all them people that were with Brother Branham back in the 60s. They thought he was God. Baptized in his name. And you know what? He was the closest thing they'll ever see of God without seeing God himself. I mean, how would, and you gotta, that's what I'm saying about those folks. You say, well, they're all lost. They're all going to hell. Now, I'm not telling, that's not my business. They were under another light. They come out of Pentecost. And they were looking at the signs of the prophet. Not looking at the message with the signs. That doesn't make them lost, folks. Amen? Because they were in another age. This age required what the Pentecostal people require. Got it?
Yep.
But you and I are not in that age.
Right.
You and I are not in that age. You and I are in the age of the book being open.
Glory.
That we can look back and see, yes, God sent a prophet. God spoke. Listen, what about a man who walk up to you and say, Brother Dale, you need to go up that valley, not that valley, because there'll be 9 elk over here. And you can shoot one of them, and then he goes over another brother, and he said, now don't be fishing over here. You need to be fishing over here.
Right.
And then he tells him, he said, I know what you're thinking about me, brother. You need to stop thinking. You'd think that was God almost, because see, that's what Jesus did. Isn't it what Jesus did? Jesus told Peter, said, put your net on that side of the boat.
Right.
Put your net on that side of the boat, Peter. You fishing over here? Lord, we've been fishing all night. We ain't caught a thing. He said, just throw your net over. I mean, on the other side of the boat. Don't tell me all the fish had schooled over here and not over here. They were created. Then you see Brother Branham, no squirrels. All of a sudden there's creative act of God, there's squirrels. You would think he was God, but see they were under that light. And that light blinded some of them. But you and I come out of that light and we can see and separate being true virgins. Wise virgins, we can separate the two and say God did send a prophet, but that God that was in that prophet is in you and me. Those who is justified, he's also glorified. Now, if you're born again tonight, guess what? You're already glorified. Well, that don't make you happy. Okay. That don't make you happy. So let's look just a second and touch this crossing of the natural seed, because we saw that Genesis 6 verse 1 said, they took unto them wives of which they chose. I want to make that point because remember, what are women in the Bible? Women are churches. Right? Women are brides. Brother Brown said one time, he said, there's been brides, brides, churches, brides, brides. He said, but there's going to come one.
Right.
Now you and I, see, that's the separating place. That's me and you. Many brides, many churches, but he had to put them away in divorcement. He had to divorce them because what? They were fooling around with another man. They were fooling around with another spirit.
Right.
Israel went whoring after other gods.
Right.
But they took unto them wives of all which they chose. Sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives, they took them churches of what they chose. Denominational churches. We'll look at it in just a second. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, they bear children to them. Now remember, what does that head up to in Book of Revelations? We got to go from this chapter to Revelation where there's a mama, whore, and daughters.
Yeah.
they bear children unto them. The same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. Many mighty men have came out of these denominational churches. Listen, Billy Graham and Oral Roberts. They were in a denomination, but it was their time to do what they were to do. Amen? Many people in the message ranks doesn't think that Oral Roberts or Billy Graham had the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I disagree. I disagree 100%. I think they were God-filled men for the time that they could be in. They saw what they could see, because you know what? When you take a prophet, though, William Branham, knowing that was the two men, not literally the two men that went to Sodom, but the spirit of those two men that went to Sodom, and what did they do? They blinded the world. He said that was a modern Billy Graham and a modern Oral Roberts. They went down to Sodom, to this world, and blinded. Now, I know they brought out a group of their own. But they blinded the other Sodomites, Brother Branham said. So they had a place in the words, what I'm saying. I believe Billy Graham and Oral Roberts, we'll see them in glory. Right. Amen? But many people tell you, no, I don't think so. But I don't listen to everybody. So now look, we're talking about election. Look, Galatians 3:16 says, now to Abraham and the seed were the promises made. He's saying, not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. All right, so not seeds as of many, not as natural seed, as we're going to see. Look, these are all natural seed.
Yeah.
Natural people born on earth by natural sex, by sex desire, except this man right here. And he was that keystone that could tell me and you that our first birth, we can deny that first birth and take a second birth. That's why Jesus said, you must be born again. Jacob didn't say you must be born again. Moses didn't say you must be born again. Right? Because they didn't know anything about a new birth. Blood of bulls and goats is what they were under. They were under a covering because that's what God told them to do. God told Abel, make sacrifice. Not make candy canes and fruit and oranges and pears. Oh, I'm telling you, when you walked up though to that, I believe Cain, he didn't just throw them vegetables up there. He put the little red ripe apples over here. He put the oranges here. He put the bananas and maybe had it look probably. Look at the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
Look at that thing that John admired in the book of Revelation.
Right.
The prophet of God said that angel had to turn John away from that. Because
yeah.
He admired that. Why? It was beautiful.
Right.
Gold. Cathedrals. Look at the color. Have you never watched some of the things on TV from that the Catholics have done? Luis has probably been in a church. Some of you may have been in a cathedral. My heavens. The purple is purple. The blue is blue. The yellow is yellow. What? It's what? Appealing to the eye. But it's as dead as the rock that it's laying on. God is nowhere. That is the mother whore. That is the other spirit. I'm sorry. But you got Cain and Abel, you got Isaac and Ishmael, you got Jacob and Esau, you got Moses and Balaam. You know all the stories behind them. I don't have to tell you the story. Elijah and Ahab, and Jesus and Judas. Now watch what happened though, because this is where it's going to get a little tricky. Let's look at number 4, and then because what happened with, remember, Cain and Abel was a complete contrast. Cain was of the wicked one. Cain left God. He went out of the presence of God. He killed Abel. He was a murderer. But watch it when he comes down, though, Moses and Balaam. Balaam was only off just a little bit because what he said was true. But what he'd done to Israel was false. That's the only part that see how it's getting closer? Then you got Judas and Jesus. For 3.5 years, Judas walked with Jesus every day, preached the gospel, cast out devils. Spirits were subject to us, they come back saying. And there was Judas right among that group. The Bible says in the book of Acts, Judas had a part of the ministry.
Right.
Wow. See, that brought it back close. And then you see that, like I said before, Paul says grievous wolves are already here.
Right.
John says the spirit of Antichrist is already working. We read that in 1 John. It had come back so much. But watching the book of Acts, though, you see it separate again. That's what I was looking at the other day. It's kind of like a wave. But you see how Satan is. Satan is just so slick. But he sees that book of Acts, that powerful book of Acts. Boy, nothing can stand in front of them folks. Amen? Paul, take cloths off of his body and spirits were cast out. We believe that. We know that's where prayer cloths came from. Not the idea. I don't like the idea of a prayer cloth. It was in the Bible.
Right.
Cloths were on Paul. They took cloths off of Paul. No doubt they took cloths off of Paul and they said, this was laying on the Apostle Paul and this is what he had. And let me tell you about Paul. Paul had the Holy Ghost so much till he could speak the word and it would happen. The people said, well, I believe what he said. God healed them of what the problem they had. And same way with each one. You keep that. You may need it. But that's where this came from. Was cloths off of Paul.
Right.
It comes down to now to where we've seen people healed. We've seen people receive their sight. We've seen people have babies. We've seen a lot of people are. You just believe not the prayer cloth is what's behind it. It's the word of God that's behind it. But you see now though in the book of Acts though, it kind of separated. Paul was casting that, whatever it was, the guy out with Barnabas, or not Barnabas, but the sorcerer and all that. You could see the separation. And then Brother Branham said the first three church ages was, there was no denomination in the first three church ages. There was not the pure word of God. They were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. They were believing there was only one true and living God. There was not these. Now there was little sayings. We saw that in the seal book. We see that in the seal book. But what happened with the seal book? Brother Branham said it's been closed. The book's been closed. So they couldn't look on what we're looking on now. The book was closed after the book of Acts and after Jesus left. He came back though in power. But what happened was, we'll read it in just a minute. Nicaea, we'll look pre-Nicaea, Nicaean fathers. What happened was, it started coming back together. You had the powerful word of God, the first three church ages, a white church. But then you also had a white righteous church that was riding in the four horse riders, was riding in that same time as a saying. What do you think that's like now? How do you think all this got started with Brother Branham and all this? You don't have to go to church, just listen to tapes. It all started as a saying. Hey, don't you... I don't know if that date's right or... Brother Brown must have been wrong. I've been burnt so much with all these churches, I think I'll just stay home and listen to tape.
Yeah.
What kind of spirit is that?
Right.
It can't be a Christ-like spirit. Because
right.
Christ told us to go to church.
Amen.
Christ told us to listen to a fivefold ministry.
Right.
Christ didn't tell us to stay at home and listen to tapes.
Right.
Listen, we listened to about six tapes the other day going to Illinois and back.
Right.
As freely as we wanted to, we kept mashing play.
Right?
Right?
That's right.
So we got six sermons instead of going to a place and sitting in a house and listening to half a sermon one morning. Never mind. Well, I'm not going to get off of that. Get off of that. Listen, if you're deceived with that, you are deceived.
Right.
To me, that's not the deception of the apex of the end time. Because if you believe you can sit home and listen to tapes and go in a rapture, you are being lied to by whoever told you that was all right to do. And it wasn't that person. It was that spirit motivating that person. Everybody got that? It was that spirit motivating that person to tell you that. Because you know what? God's got spokesmen. So does the devil. And he don't pose them as alcoholics that walk through the door. Well, bless God, you ain't got to go to church. No, he sends you a nice guy with a vest on and a beautiful, nice set of cufflinks and tells you that I know that we've listened to all this false and I know you've been hurt and you let's just listen to tape. We know Brother Branham was right, so let's just listen to what he said. Well, that's okay. But that's not all of it.
Right.
The Bible says, me and Jim were talking about coming to church, the Bible is our absolute. And I believe that the prophet of God matches the word of God. So that makes the message our absolute. But if you take this part out, Satan, you've took one word.
Right.
He might get me with something else, Brother Zach, but he will not get me with that one. I might let him get deceive me some other way, but I'll promise you, he will not deceive me with sitting at home and listening to tapes and not going to church.
Right.
Because that's not in me. So let's look at this right here. And studying through many books of the history of the church, Hyssop's of Two Babylons, you probably studied it, Fox's Book of Martyrs, and the pre-Nicene Council, Nicene Fathers. We're going to cover that in a minute. I don't know if I'm going to get to 10 virgins, but I will next Tuesday night if I don't. You go back and find out that every spirit in the land, look, every spirit in this land, and every cult and everything, he covers it all. If you go back, it began in Genesis.
Right.
It's coming up, though, look, it's coming up to a blooming time, a blossoming time.
Right.
So in other words, the seed was planted in Genesis, but when is the harvest time?
Right.
It's now.
Because
he's letting the seed grow. He's letting it show its colors. He's letting it get to maturity to show either he's wheat seed or he's cuckabur. You see them come out like Cain and Abel. Now watch, he brings them two together. Now, and watch these two boys come right down to be Judas and Jesus. He puts them right back together.
Exactly.
All right? And just right on through, didn't stop there. It comes right on out into today. This last day. Where the Antichrist and the Christ spirit so close, it had deceived the very elect if possible. Now we're taught that and we know that's true. Pretty good quote. I like that one. All right, let's go. We know that's true because what happened, look, we'll do number five right here. Leave it right there. Because what happened was, if Satan knew he couldn't get God's church with a doctrine so far off. I mean, what if somebody walked in here and said, okay, well, you know, we can have six wives and it doesn't matter. Let's just go back smoking again. And, you know, that was a doctrine in the message. We know that. It came out of Jamaica. Some of it was that we were already in the millennium. And so it didn't matter. This was, the soul was in the millennium. So our soul some way was transferred over here into the millennium.
Yeah.
Now really. But this is still here. But what we do here is not going to affect over here.
Yeah.
Now that was the doctrine from the message. So they go out and divorce their wife. Get them two or three more. This is the truth.
Right.
Smoke cigarettes, drink beer, because it's not going to matter about this one because what is inside of me is already over here in the millennium. You know, so holy and pious. Now, what kind of doctrine is that going to fool you? But you know what it done? It fooled a bunch of people to begin with. Because you know why? They didn't have the Holy Ghost. And not having the Holy Ghost, you will go to fleshly sensation every time. Why did they go back and start doing what they used to do? Because the unclean spirit went out, but when he came back, he brought seven other buddies with him that were worse, the Bible says, than that one, which made them very religious. But then all of a sudden they come up and say, well, I can't run around with my wife being under this doctrine. Satan says, well, that's okay. You're already in the millennium. Your soul, the Bible tells you, you've risen sitting in heavenly places in Christ. And even the prophet tells you that we're living, you know, sitting in heavenly places. We're in another dimension.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what this guy does. And then the flesh goes, oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Back to what we used to do before.
Yeah.
Now the Holy Ghost will not do that.
Right.
So don't think that's a true doctrine. I told him, you know, many times before I told you, I said, let me have one of them guys. I'm going to take him down to the zoo and throw him into the lion's den and find out if we're in the millennium. Because the Bible says that they'll eat grass. They'd find out real quick we wasn't in the millennium.
Right.
But that was a doctrine. And people believed it. And churches, yes, it's fine, funny, wasn't it? You just throw that joker over in the lion's den and say, eat grass! That's when they, that other spirit, their spirits would divide. But see, you see how that's deceiving, because what did it do? They didn't have the Holy Ghost as a tie post.
Right.
How many times have you heard a sermon that you didn't see that was right? How many times did that thing down inside of you go, something's wrong with that.
Right.
Something's not right with that. You know what? That's that Holy Ghost.
Right.
That's in your soul, not just in your spirit realm. That's why, as Bob was saying the other night, you can have the baptism of the Holy Ghost every day of your life,
right,
on your spirit now, and die and go to hell. And your spirit is memory, reason, conscience, affection, imagination. You can have all that and you can still die and go to hell. Why? Because the inside guy is still black.
Right.
The people that say, have I not done this? Have I not done that? Have I not cast out devils? Have I not done these mighty works? They had the Holy Ghost on their spirit.
Right.
And God worked through that, through them. And I would say people miraculously were healed and all these different things, because he said he cast out devils and all these different things. But that inside guy was still dirty.
Right.
So let's get right here, and then I'll tell you what, we'll quit. And we'll take up the 10 virgins next week, because your 10 virgins are, there's your two spirits.
Right.
Your wise and your foolish. There's your wise spirit and your foolish spirit. But they all come under the framework. Remember what Brother Brown said? The framework of the Christian church?
Yeah.
A foolish virgin is in the framework of the Christian church.
Right.
Because he's sanctified. People out there don't know anything, but people out there think sanctification and they're done. They're saved and all this other thing. Listen, folks, I'm telling you, when I come to the Lord and I ask Him to forgive me of my sins, I believe He did that. But I was well taught in that I knew that when I went to sanctification and I quit dipping, I'll just tell you this, I quit dipping. I quit lusting. I didn't smoke any, but I dipped a lot. I quit drinking. And several other things that you don't need to know about. They were all cast out. But I knew I didn't have the Holy Ghost, Sister Trudy. I knew that was not the Holy Ghost. But now 99% of the people that have never been taught would have said, I am now born again. And Satan would have said, yep, you're right.
Yeah.
He would have stepped right in there and said, "Huh? Yep, you're born again.
Right.
You listen to a couple tapes and
right,
go to church and nod your head every once in a while. No, but when you have that experience, though, when that thing gets down on the inside of the inside and starts speaking, and when you start reading, God starts putting that puzzle together just like this. And when you not just see that, ladies, don't wear pants. No, you go to the Bible. You see what spirit is behind that. All the other spirits that are behind these things. And then you... I told you, I could explain serpent seed when I was 14 years old. I knew it wasn't an apple. It just made sense what it was.
Right.
I was 14. I was going through puberty. I knew what it was. I knew what my problem was. Right?
Right?
But see, I only had the natural part.
Right.
Brother Brown said a lot of these things is just the ability to read.
That's right.
Right? But go 20 years later. Now I know that serpent seed's still working right here. And I know why the two spirits had to be here. And I know all this, and I could put the quotes together and I could see how God was doing things. Because remember, with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you have insight that you didn't have before. Everybody okay with that? See, that's why I know I moved into the baptism of the Holy Ghost, is because not only did I quit those things, I even got tested on them certain times. I'll tell you, remember one time before I was going down the road, and I always said S-H-I-T. I said a bad word all the time. So I was talking to this friend of mine, and I mean, he was talking about hunting, and we were just all excited about going, and I almost said that word. But you remember my testimony. I was driving the car, and it felt like the airbag went off. I was fixing to say the S word, and when it did, Brother John, something went poof. And when it hit me right there, I went,
oh, yeah.
That's all I said. I couldn't say no more. God wasn't going to let me do it. Because I knew that word was coming out, slipping up. I didn't mean to say it, but just caught up in a moment. But when he went like that right there, it's like I went. And you know what I did? I told my buddy, I said, I got to go. And I hung that phone up and I cried like a baby. I said, God, you said that you'd take that away from me. And even in a test, I was going to say it. Listen, folks, Brother Branham said, I was going to shoot that boy. I was going to shoot that bull. I was going to shoot myself. You see what kind of spirit can get on you? But what happened, though, that inside of the inside, that's what held. Brother Branham, did you hold on to your religion? He said, no. He said, my religion held me. Be still and know that I am God. Let's read this quote right here and then we'll stop. Musicians, get ready to come. The Pergamene Church Age, Jeffersonville. Watch this. Because we're going to talk about the white righteous church, because you got to with Matthew 25 talking about the kingdom of God being likened unto 10 virgins. So let's listen to what the prophet said. Now in doing this, remember the book of Acts, it was just rottenness, and then you had the great powerful book of Acts. Through Irenaeus and Martin, you had many signs, wonders, and great things going on. The pure word of God was being spread around the world. So you had that separation again. But watch what happened. At Nicaea, you got Constantine, Brother Brown, which said was a scoundrel. He was no Christian. Worldly guy. He brings church and state together. And he marries them in a union that started every denomination by name, and every false doctrine started right here. But watch. The true church went to Nicaea to try to stop it. But watch this right here. Now, in doing this, they consolidated and made the early Catholic Church later. Then at the first great Nicene Council, now remember, there's one at 325 AD and one at 606. It took them 300 years to develop this from a saying to a deed to a doctrine. Everybody got that? That's what happened in the church age. I mean, in the seal book, Brother Brown said it started as a saying, became a deed, became a doctrine. This is the saying part. The great Nicene Council had taken place in AD 325. See, that was 300 years after Christ left. Look what happened. All of them was brought together, the bishops and fathers of the Christian faith. That's us. Remember, we're supposed to be turned back to the faith of the fathers? Right? So here was the Christian fathers was brought together at Nicaea. That's the reason it's called the Nicaea Council in AD 325. And about 1,500 delegates came to the convention or the council, about 1,500 delegates, and the laity outnumbered the bishops 5-1. Yeah. Wow. In the delegation. But yet, through the Nicolaitans, the cold formals, in other words, that other spirit, and Constantine's political plan, they outvoted the true church, talk about election, they outvoted the true church and won the victory and issued in bishops and holy orders of men, taking the Holy Spirit from the meeting and placing it upon bishops, cardinals, popes, and so forth. Here it comes back together, and you're not going to be able to tell any difference now, because everybody, if you read, kids, if you had any kind of history lesson, Constantine was this great warrior. Constantine was this great crossback. I mean, he was this great Christian warrior. Listen, truth be known, he's the one that started killing 68 million of our people. Because they wouldn't conform to this new idea, this new seed doctrine. So he killed them. That's why you had your first church age, or your first horse rider was a white righteous church. He hid himself. Then what happened in the fourth church age, he became a red horse, right? Physically killed 68 million of our people. Under what? Under not that, well, we're Christians, and I mean, we're barbarians and you're Christians, so we're just going to kill you. No, it was Christians fighting Christians is what the world looks at. But what was it Brother Brown said? He said to look at him and said, if you don't believe our Holy Father and you don't believe our bishops, we're going to kill you. Recant or die. Right? And they didn't recant, and that's why 68 million of them, of our people, like I said, the Holy Ghost-filled people, got killed in the Dark Ages. By what? That other spirit. Because look, the Holy Spirit don't fight the Holy Spirit.
Right.
You can't do that.
Exactly right.
Like Brother Brown said, bride does not fight bride.
Right.
But the red horse, and you see the white horse, the red horse, the black horse, musicians come, and the pale horse. Listen, it was four powers. But one man,
exactly.
He gets off of this horse and gets on another.
Right.
His name is the devil.
Right.
His name is a demon.
Right.
Let's stand our feet. We'll get into the 10 virgins next Tuesday. Is that okay?
Amen.
Everybody all right with that? Had a good time tonight. Did you have a good time tonight?
Amen.
Amen. All right, listen. June just got a message from Sister Janet Helm. I don't know this person, but an urgent prayer request for Kim Johnson's son, who's 22 years old. Oh, that her? Well, her son either may have taken his life or tried to. So not sure of the outcome. Yeah, so let's pray real quick that the Lord will intervene on that situation. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, as a congregation, Lord, we just heard your word, Father, and we know that it's true. And your word is true, Father. So now, Lord, take that word and the power behind it and send it to Sister Kim's son, Lord, that you'll raise him up, Lord, and give him a chance, Lord, at least to accept you, Father. And Lord, just bring him out of whatever situation he's in. Something caused that boy to do that. Some spirit, some evil demon tried to cause him to take his life, Father, because we know you don't ever, ever want people to take their life, Father, because you are the Prince of Peace. You are the King of Life. And we pray, Lord, in Jesus' name that you'll intervene in that situation, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I was thinking the other day, we were listening to Brother Branham, and I thought, you know, Lord, there's a power, folks, and I'm not, we can't conjure anything up. We're not conjurers. That's what the devil does. But there's a power laying in us that we're not using.
Right.
There's something, but there's something stopping it.
Right.
There's something holding it back. There's something that we've just not kind of got over that little hump. Because Brother Branham said we're going to come into speaking condition. Now, what is speaking condition? Knowing what he wants and when he wants it.
Right. Right.
Not what you want.
Exactly.
Because, see, power without character is satanic.
Right.
You'll say the wrong thing like Elisha did and 42 kids got killed. Because, you know what? God honored the word of Elisha because he was in a position. Listen, folks, we're going to come to a place to where God is going to be satisfied with what we're going to say.
Glory.
When, listen, it's just got to be the same way when Adam was in the garden and he started saying elephant, lion, bear, tiger. God was going, saying the same thing. I'm saying the same thing. I'm saying the same thing. That's my son. He's saying the same thing I'm saying.
Amen.
That's what we got to come back to. And Jesus never had a thought outside of what the Father gave him.
Right.
Oh, he may have had human thoughts, but he said, I do nothing.
Right.
I do nothing. Nothing without the Father telling me what to do. He was so in tune with the man inside of him. Listen, folks, you and I got the same Holy Ghost. And it can do the same thing for me and you. Let's pray that this thing is going to break. I was thinking the other day, just one more thought. Think with me. This whole year has been nothing but about flesh.
Right?
This guy. The guy, it's been all, the whole 12 months has been nothing but flesh, moaning and groaning.
Right.
With the viruses, and even not the viruses, but you know what? There's people that are, being affected and not even the virus hitting them because of suicides that went up and all these different things because people are losing their mind. People can't get regular. I mean, how many of you have you had to cancel just general things you had to go to the doctor for? Because I believe in going to doctors. If you got something wrong with your car, you take it to the mechanic, right? If you got something wrong with your body, you go see the mechanic. You go see, right. But this year has been all about our natural human body. Trying our best to make it through this year. Alive. In our humanity. In our human body. So folks, there's only one thing left for the bride. And that's a spiritual revival. That's one that the Spirit's going to take over the flesh. And something supernatural is going to happen this year coming up. You just wait and see. You wait and see. We've had Satan has, listen, what Satan got, Satan has tried to get in the soul. He's tried to get in your soul. He's tried to get in your soul. He can't get in. So he says, oh, flesh, I'll make them curse God. I'll make them get on their hands and knees and say there's not a God. Or God don't answer his prayer. Brother Claude, you know, he called, had those gallstones. He said, gallstones. He said, I was laying on the floor of the hospital, begging God to kill me, begging God to die. And he said, God, just give him peace. They didn't take it away, but you know what? He's through it. He's through it now, back preaching. He's back doing what he needs to do. So listen. It's not what we overcome. It's how we overcome it.
Glory.
And how do we overcome? By the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible says. The saints overcome. So listen, Satan's been beating on this guy right here all year. Yours and mine. But he can't get that inside guy. So what else has he got to work on? He ain't got nothing else to work on. If he's got the bride as low as she can get, and people are passing away, what does that matter to us? We're bride. We're bride. Satan can play all he wants to with this guy. But when he can't play with this guy, he ain't got nothing else left. So take that and let that drop down inside of you and say, hey, Satan, body, spirit, soul. You can't work on my soul. You can't have my body because God's done brought us through all these things. We're standing here alive. So he's going to work on that memory, reason, conscience, affection, and imagination. But what are you and I going to do? We're going to walk right up that statue of a perfect man and say, no, no, no. That memory is your memory, Satan. That memory is not God's memory. That reasoning is not your memory, Satan. No. We know what God said. Our conscience and all these different... That's the only thing he's got to play with, folks. He's got... Brother Branham said, Satan cannot touch your life until God is finished with you. So you know what? If you're standing here looking at me today, God's not finished with you yet. He's got something for you to do. Let's sing a song real quick. I'm sorry, it's almost 9 o'clock.
In prisoner's chain, with bleedings tried,
oh, Paul and Silas prayed that night. They had to be in a situation. They weren't sitting at home with their head back on a pillow. They were in prison. They were dying. They were fixing to get persecuted. And God just came in with the Holy Ghost and he just broke them chains. Opened the prison door and let them out. I bless your name. Sing it to him. Oh, I bless your name. I give you all. Thank you, Lord. I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. Bless your name. Think about this right here.
I bless you.
If you have a need, listen now. Some midnight hour, if you should find, you can't get in touch with your parents. You can't get in touch with the preacher. In a prayer, you have power in the name of Jesus. You call on him. Out and pray, defy those chains. Jesus' name. Sing it to him. Oh, I bless your name. I bless your name. Thank you, Lord. I give you honor, give you praise.
Your name, I bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name.
And show her where those keys are, Lord.
We give you honor.
We've used all our humanity. She's used all her human brain to figure out where it's at, but Lord, you know. And you knew from the foundation of the world where those keys are. Supernatural insight, Lord, that she'll know where those keys are, and she'll find them, and give us a testimony on
we
Sunday, Lord, that she found
your
them.
Name.
Father, for your honor and glory in Jesus' name.
We bless
Amen.
Your name.
Amen. You believe that, okay?
Some midnight
Let's
hour.
Go look for them.
Some midnight hour.
Listen now.
If you should find
just claim it. Sing it to him now. Let's sing it this way. We bless your name. We bless your name. We give you honor. Give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way.
Name of Jesus. There's no sweeter name. Satan hates it. You know what? He don't hate it when somebody says it in a different derogatory way, like they use it in the world. That don't bother him one bit. But when a child of God,
Amen.
With a special connection, because
right.
You know what? He's not just saying Jesus. He's saying Daddy.
Right.
He's saying, Papa God,
right.
I need
Amen.
Something.
Yes.
And I like what Brother Branham said. He said, heaven's got all these angels worshiping and praising and saying, holy, holy, holy. And he says, shut up. Silence in heaven. He said, I think one of my children needs something. Let's listen to what they've got to say. Call on his name. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, that you'll take care of us on the highway. That you'll bless us now in this Thanksgiving time. Lord, thank you for our health. Thank you for, Lord, eternal life. Thank you for the things that you've given us, Lord. We appreciate, Lord, you letting us stand and speak to your purchased possession in this end time, Lord. Many great prophets and preachers of old would love to stand here tonight because they see prophecy being fulfilled. And we see prophecy being fulfilled. And we praise your great name that these things are happening during our time. And Lord, we pray that you would just be with us now and keep us all safe. Highways are going to be full of crazy people. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would give us, Lord, that bubble of the Holy Ghost. That we can get under that bubble, that Holy Ghost veil that Eve turned down, Lord, your bride in the end time has taken that veil and pulled it down over her eyes. Lord, that we can see you better, Lord. And we praise your great name for the people that are here today, Lord, and all the requests. And for this Kim Johnson's son, Lord, we pray that you'd truly do a work in his life, Lord. Not just take him out of what this moment is, but Lord, whatever's bothering him before that, Lord. Just give him, Lord, strength. And give him peace, Lord, to handle that situation, Lord. We pray these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ until we come back again on Sunday, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed.
Some midnight hour.